Oh, hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Giacoli and temporarily filling in for Charles today because he is out being busy is Logan Carney.
Thank you. Honestly, just thank you.
Yep. Logan is back on the radio hanging out with me today after he was on here a couple weeks ago using my guitar.
Can I put my intro song?
Yep.
Don't even think it's playing. Oh well. I'm glad to be here.
Yep. All right. Yes.
There we go. There it is.
Yeah, that's better.
Gotta make sure you get in there. You gotta make sure it's there.
All right. Yep. All right. Now for our sponsor this week. I don't know why this is one of our sponsors. It's unicorns.
Unicorns.
Yeah, I don't know why he put that.
Oh well, I'm glad that they're sponsoring us.
Yep, there's nothing like a unicorn frogging in fairy tale land. Yep. So if you by any chance come across a unicorn today, can you please tell them on behalf of Charles and myself to thank
Logan
for being a sponsor this week. So, all right. In concerns of upcoming events, this Friday, February 16th, i.e. tomorrow. There is a fish fry going on for all fries during Lent, as Lent has officially started this week. All right.
Well, that's interesting. You been to one of those fish fries?
I have, but it's been a while.
They're good. Also, Permanis, did you know, is actually giving away free fish sandwiches on Fridays for during Lent.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know if you had to buy something beforehand to do something like that, but I know that they're already planning on giving away free fish sandwiches to some of their customers during Lent.
Mm. Well, what I have here, there's hand-battered fish, fresh-cut french fries, shrimp, mac and cheese, pierogies, hush puppies, cheese sticks, coleslaw, cheesecake, baked goods, and beverages.
That sounds delicious. I love those beverages. Gotta love beverages.
Absolutely, man. It's February 16th and 23rd and March 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. 5:30 to 8:30 is going to be at the Riverview Church, 3505 Perrysville Avenue in Pittsburgh. All right, you can either eat in or take out. They accept all major credit cards. All the proceeds benefit the their property maintenance fund.
I think that's by my house in Oakmont. If I could be wrong, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Perrysville Ave. I'm gonna look that up. I think that's the church by my house in Oakmont. I think they always have a Greek food festival there too every year. Phenomenal. I love gyros. So,
Yeah. If you want to confirm that, Logan, that'd be really cool to hear. So, all right, I'll go on to the next event here. Grocery Premium Outlets is gearing up for its first major shopping event of the year. The President's Day weekend sale. For all you weekend shoppers out there, be sure to head out to Grove City to get some good deals. It's from Friday, February 16th through Monday, February 19th. Shoppers will find deep discounts beyond everyday savings of 25 to 65% on winter merchandise and the latest trends for spring at many of the center's 130 popular designer and brand name outlets. Grove City Outlets is conveniently situated between I-79 and I-80, approximately 45 minutes east of Youngstown, and 15 minutes north of Pittsburgh and Grove City. Say, Logan, have you ever been to Grove City Outlets?
I have. We used to go for school shopping whenever I was a kid. We used to go there all the time. And on a side note, that there is a Riverview Church in Oakmont, but that's not the same Riverview Church. It's a different one. Right. But yeah, we used to go to the Grove City Outlets all the time. I love it. I love the walking on the bridge. They have those wooden bridges in between all the shops. And I used to always love running through them, playing like with my Heelys, you know, those shoes with the wheels in them. Used to always have them just wheel around on the bridges and stuff like that. It was so much fun.
Oh, that is an excellent story. Yeah, so so be sure to head out to the Grove City outlets this weekend. And it's been a few years since I was actually it's been a while since I was last at Grove City. I think it was like back in like middle school even. My mom was actually looking for a board game that she really wanted.
What?
Borgin?
Yes.
What's a Borgin?
A board game.
Oh, board game. I thought you said Borgin. Oh, my bad. I was like, what's a Borgin? A board game. Okay, that makes sense. What board game?
I think it's like Blockbuster, I think it's called.
I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, it's. I've never really played it, but my mom wanted it for herself, and she wanted to get a second one for one of her friends up north in Syracuse, where I'm from. So, yeah, so she did manage to find it after many tries at different malls. So
did she try Blockbuster?
I don't think she.
Just kidding. They wouldn't have it at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
There's a reason Blockbuster's out of business.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
RIP to movie stores.
Yeah. R.I.P. Blockbuster. R.I.P. Rest in peace. Blockbuster Video.
Yeah. I miss those days, man. Just go to Blockbuster, rent a video or a video game for a couple days, and just bring it back.
Yeah, it's so much simpler time. So much of a simpler time period than it was nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, now you gotta, whenever you buy a video game, you buy a movie or something like that, you gotta install it onto your system, which is just a pain in the butt. But before you could just, you know, go back and download, buy a game, put it in, or buy a DVD, put it in, it's already on, you know, and there's all this streaming and everything. It makes things more convenient, but it's just so much simpler back then.
Yep. So, Logan, would you like to talk about the next event, if you can read that from there?
Sure. It's the one at the Heinz History Center, looks like. So we got, you can come celebrate the President's Day at the Heinz History Center. You can gather in the Heinz History Center's Great Hall for a very moving and patriotic flag ceremony. Join local veterans and museum visitors to help unroll a giant 36-foot American flag. During the ceremony, participate in the national anthem and a moment of silence for those who served our country. Then help to ceremoniously fold the flag with the help of fellow visitors. That is the Heinz History Center. And if you don't know the address, that is 1212 Solomon Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
Yeah.
That's a cool place. That's a cool place, the Heinz History Center. You ever been there?
No, but I mean, it'd be pretty cool to check it out sometime.
Yeah, the largest Western Pennsylvania sports museum is at the Heinz History Center. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. I like it. It's probably my favorite museum in Pittsburgh, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been to the Carnegie Art and History Museum, and those both occurred when I did my humanities trip. But yeah, those are actually pretty cool places to be.
Yeah, now it's like the sports section at the Heinz History Museum, I think, is pretty cool. They have a good colonial one too. Up on, I think the top floor is the colonial one. I ran the PowerPoint. They held a presentation for a charity that Heinz Ward runs, where they give scholarship money to like amazing athletes. For example, the one person was a horse rider who only had four fingers, and she was still like one of the top like horse riders in the world, even though it's, you know, insanely difficult to grip a horse when you're missing one of your thumbs. So they had like people like that, and I got to meet Heinz Ward there, and Heinz Ward, one of my favorite players. You know, it was a phenomenal experience. You know, it's a cool museum. I suggest you check it out. It's a real cool museum down in the Strip District.
Mm. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out sometime. I'll go to this. I'll talk about this last event. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer group of four-string banjo enthusiasts playing clap-along, sing-along, traditional, and family-friendly entertainment to lively audiences. You're invited to attend our weekly open rehearsal where we'll get your toes tapping and your heart singing in this fun community event.
That's pretty cool. I've never been to banjo.
I mean, I play guitar, so If I can ever manage to get around to learning guitar, I can learn to play the banjo too.
That's true. That is true. I think my brother is insanely good guitarist. My younger brother, he has a I don't know if he has a banjo, but he has a he knows how to play the ukulele. He knows how to play the ukulele because he just transitioned from guitar to that, and he can also play like piano and stuff like that because the same keys, same chords, you know, very similar.
Yeah, that is very interesting, Logan. So yeah, that is going to be at the Allegheny Elks Lodge at its unit 339. That is 400 Cedar Ave in Pittsburgh, 15212. So yeah, go check that out. And moving on to RMU stuff, in case you missed it yesterday, Marcel Grichalik was here with her horse. Taking a little stroll around campus. If for anyone here at RMU that is actually listening to this, she is known for going through a Wendy's drive-thru in Fox Chapel.
Yeah, right by my house, actually.
Yeah.
Right by my house in Waterworks. And the Wendy's, I don't know if you're familiar with that area, Ryan, but the Waterworks complex, not to be confused with Waterfront, but Waterworks. There's a Wendy's there, and I didn't realize it till I sent the article to my girlfriend and the video, and she looked at the video, and she's like, isn't that the Wendy's in Waterworks? And I'm like, well, she's from Fox Chapel. That probably isn't. Yeah, so the Wendy's right by my house, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, so our good friend Gage Golding interviewed her yesterday. Robert Morris University promoted it on their social media sites, and so yeah, it was an excellent time. I was actually part of the group to help out with the coverage.
I set my alarm to get up for that and ended up not going.
Like I literally just went straight to the gazebo after I got out of class yesterday morning. So it really wasn't that hard to remember for me. But go check that out. It's the article is on armycenturymedia.com. You can find that in the news section. Logan, is there anything you'd like to add?
To that or another story?
To this.
I just thought it was, you know, I never realized that, you know, like I said, it was the Wendy's right by my house, which I thought was cool. I've actually was not familiar with the video. I was not familiar with the viral video till Gage got the horse and the horse's rider. I don't know her name, but it's escaping me. Marcella Grichalik.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the video until Gage got her to come, but it was a funny video to see.
So after we took a little stroll around campus, we started at the gazebo, and then we went through the back past the of Nicholson, where the entrance to the bookstore is, and then we went up towards Hale. We actually took a picture with Bronze Bob.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures right now. That's probably the coolest picture with them standing behind Bronze Bob. That's a really, really cool picture.
Yeah. In case any of you have already seen the photos, they're the people who are squatting at the bottom, and I'm actually one of them. I'm on the right with the blue striped jacket. The reason for that is because the horse kind of drooled a little bit, so try to keep our distance.
Yeah, stuff happens, you know. Yeah. Just a horse; it doesn't know any better.
Yeah. We just squatted down to try to keep our distance. But anyways, it was a good photo and a good time. After we took the Bronze Bob photo, walked past Hale. We went through the Wheatley parking lot. We passed Wheatley. Then we went down towards the Career Center. And then we went through the road that's right beside John Jay. And then we made our way to the Nicholson Lawn, where we actually, where the horse actually got to run its legs a little bit. And we got some good coverage there.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, the story's blowing up, you know.
Yeah, And actually, I'm going to check right now on my phone to see how many page views that...
Oh, I got it up already. It is number... Oh, it's actually not in the top five, believe it or not. Oh, no, there it is. Number five, 153.
153, okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, and actually, Gage thinks that he's going that article is going to give you a run for your money on your Jimmer article that you just released yesterday.
Well, Gage, well, my Jimmer article is at 1,200. That's at 158. So what? 153. So Gage, you know, and I don't like to brag. You're not gonna touch the Jimmer article with a horse. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's at 1,200. So it started to slow down. But you know that kid. I got to tell that story, and that's honestly, you know, getting to interview that family and everything like that was just. It was just amazing, you know. It was just one of those things that it started because like we saw them on Twitter. I think it was Ian Kiss, my assistant editor, that pointed out to me, showed me the kid on Twitter, and I'm like, okay, we need to get something together for this kid. We need to tell his story. We need to put it out there because like RMU Athletics did a small thing about it, but they're not going to do as much as we could. And then nothing materialized. That was before we went off of winter break. And then after that, after winter break came, we saw a couple more things with them. We saw them at the game, and I'm like, okay, I got to set something up. And I ended up talking with the SID, or not the SID. He's not called the SID anymore, but I ended up talking with the guy that's in charge of coordinating media with the basketball team and everything like that. And he actually, believe it or not, the person on the team that was in contact with the kid's family, with the Spagnuolos, was Trey Woodall, the point guard coach, the coach, the former point guard from Pitt, and the coach. And I didn't know that when I got quotes. I wish I got a quote from him, but I only got quotes from Coach Toll and Matty McConnell, who's developed a good relation for it. And then, you know, they are one of the kindest families. So I'm really glad I got to tell that story.
Yeah, that was definitely a good story. Do you think he's going to show up at the women's basketball game this coming Saturday against Fairleigh Dickinson?
They live 45 minutes away. They live far away, so they haven't been going to the women's games. His sister is official cheerleader now, just like he's officially a part of the team, the basketball team. So maybe she'll go, but I think that's unlikely. Because it the reason like they've been able to go is because, you know, they've been playing, Ron Moore's been playing in the city. They've only been on campus a couple times. Yeah. And like I tried to get them out here to show them a TV show and stuff like that. And we haven't been able to figure that out. But I don't think they'll be at any of the women's basketball games. As far as the men's teams go, I think they'll probably go to, if you go to a men's game and they'll be sitting, they sit directly behind Coach Toll and the coaching staff for RMU basketball. So you'll see them directly behind the coaching staff.
Yeah, that's really, really cool, Logan. Yeah, I mean, I'm working on that, the Adrian Torek Orin feature for Mental Cross. And, yeah, he actually had a pretty good story to tell, too. I'm not going to give any spoilers away because I'm still working on that. But, be sure to check that out on armycentralmedia.com. There is a video package that's coming with it as well. I don't know if it's going to go to CSC, though, but, that should be done, like, next week sometime. Yes. So go check that out.
Yeah, just don't procrastinate like I do with my features. I'm still working on one with my cousin that we ended up, because he gave me over, I have six questions left to copy down his answers for. Guess how many words I have typed?
How many?
Over 4,000.
Oh my God!
There's still six questions to go because it was an hour long interview, so we're gonna use it as a long form journalism. Which, for those of you listening that don't know what long form journalism is, it's basically like a 4-page feature on a player. So like what you would read in Sports Illustrated, something like that. Whereas, you know, the Jimmy piece that I did was only. I think that was 1,200 words. So imagine that, except, you know, four times as big. So I'm excited about that. And then there's a couple other developments that I'm trying to set up. I haven't started the process. I'm trying to do one for Trey Woodall, since I've been a huge Pitt fan. And That's going to be awesome. And then LaRod, Stephen Howlings for the football team. But I still need to contact the athletic department for both of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I very much look forward to reading those, Logan.
Thank you. I look forward to reading yours, too.
Thanks.
You've gotten a lot better. I read your recap the other day. I was really impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like serious. I'm hoping to get the role of assistant sports editor by the time of the spring semester of my junior year.
Hey, that's a goal. That's a good goal to have. You've definitely improved a lot. I was really impressed with your last recap.
Yeah. I'm really hoping to be the assistant sports editor by the time the spring semester of junior year comes. So. What time is it? 2:21. Okay.
Is this a 30-minute show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can.
I didn't know if it was 30 or 20 minutes.
We can end early if we need to.
Oh, I'm fine with expanding. I'm fine with going full 30 minutes. My show, I do an hour-long show with just myself, so I can talk for 9 more minutes. whatever the fans want, right? Whatever listeners at home want us to do. I wish we had like one of those. You ever see those old 60s television shows where it's like. What should happen next? Text. He's like, dial 976 if you want Joe to come in and say hello. Text 975 if you want him to start singing Yankee Doodle Dandy. And stuff. Oh, we got a phone call?
Yeah.
Is that a phone call?
Yeah, but I don't know how to get this going.
I think I know how to do it. I've done a couple before. Let me see if we can get this.
I don't know who's calling, but...
Hello? Hello, Mr. Domino. I think you got the wrong number.
I'm upset with your pizza, Mr. Robert.
Mr. Robert.
I'm Mr. Domino.
You're Mr. Domino. Mr. Domino, how are you today?
I have your pizza.
Okay, Mr. Domino, you got our pizza. Now, Mr. Domino, have you been serving pizza for a while? No, that's not my... Well, first of all, Mr. Domino, you can go ahead and chuck that pizza because putting pineapple on a pizza is illegal. Now, but real question, have you been making pizzas very long?
But Mr. Domino, pineapple on pizza...
I don't even think we're picking up. This is probably just me talking in here. I don't even know if the viewers at home can hear you. Mr. Domino, who are you with? Mr. Domino, it sounds like there's people there with you.
It's the Mr. Domino's people.
It's the Mr. Domino's people? Mr. Domino, we are not going to be paying for any pizza.
I'm sorry, Mr. Domino, but you have the wrong number.
Mr. Domino, you put pineapple on the pizza, so we're just going to hang up. Mr. Domino, please. You do not put pineapple on a pizza. I would never in my life ask for pineapple on a pizza. Mr. Domino, if that is your real name. First of all, I don't even think that's your real name. Oh, you are?
Look at me. I am the captain now.
How can I look at you? You're on the phone. I don't even know if you're getting picked up on the radio. I really hope you are, but Mr. Domino, thank you for joining us. That was interesting. That was very interesting. We're just gonna go ahead and mute the phone. I don't even know if you got it, but yeah, that was interesting. That was so.
Sorry, Mr. Domino, but you got the wrong number.
Yeah, Mr. Domino got the wrong number indeed. I mean,
that was very, very funny.
I don't even know if you couldn't hear at home, but we just got called by a pizza guy, Mr. Domino, which I don't even think is a real name. It was probably a crank call. Just a guess. Just out of curiosity. I saw Mr. Domino. Mr. Domino. Personally, I prefer Mr. Pizza Hut. And Mr. Fox's, but Mr. Domino, he put pineapple on the pizza, which brings me to a discussion that I would like to have. Now, Ryan,
yeah,
if I ever ran for president, you know what my first law would be?
Put pineapple on pizza.
No. Pineapple should be illegal to put on a pizza. Those two, they just don't make sense. You're taking the sweetness of pizza, of pineapple, and you're putting it on a pizza. First of all, you shouldn't cook pineapple. All right, you shouldn't cook it. It's much better served cold. All right, and then we got people over in San Francisco. Over in San Francisco, they put broccoli on pizza.
Yeah, that I don't get.
So let's just ruin pizza. We got Hawaii and we got San Francisco ruining pizza. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know why you have to ruin pizza. Pizza is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Sliced bread, because you wouldn't have pizza without bread. Because bread is the crust. But you don't necessarily need sliced bread to create pizza. But what I'm saying is pineapple does not belong on it. Pineapple does not belong on pizza. And everybody who disagrees with that, you know what? You probably have my number. You can probably find me on Twitter. Give me a shout out and confront me about it. And I'll tell you why you're just wrong. Because it does not belong on pizza. All right? It is factually proven by scientists and chefs and the government that is illegal. Actually, I don't know if any of that's true. But pineapple does not belong on a pizza.
If I had to give my opinion on that, I personally never tried pineapple on a pizza.
Good. Don't, because it shouldn't be a thing that you should try. It's just a thing that should be illegal.
Personally, I can't really have much of an opinion on that right now, considering the fact that I never tried it. But I would personally have to try it first, and then decide my opinion.
That's fair, but I don't really think it's something I should have an opinion of, because it should be illegal and it should be illegal to try it.
I guess you can bring it up with Donald Trump then.
I am gonna write a letter to Donald Trump. Hey, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, I know you've been getting a lot of crap lately. But you want to know how to fix how people view you? You outlaw pineapple pizza. All right? You just make it illegal. You just make it illegal to make it. You make it illegal to eat it. That way, everybody will love you. I mean, because pineapple pizza should be illegal. It is sickening in this country that there are laws out there. Like, did you know in Florida that there is a law that says you cannot tie your elephant down and leave him parked next to a fire hydrant?
No.
Yeah, but they don't have a law that bans pineapple pizza.
Mm. Well, I mean, if in concern of the elephant one, that law revolves around animal cruelty, but
Who has an elephant in Florida?
The zoo.
But why would the zoo be having a? Why would the zoo take them out and then leave them next to a fire hydrant?
I don't know.
It's some of those laws where it's like, it's not so much it's not so much what the law is that I find funny. It's what happened that caused them to put that law in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They wouldn't have that law in if somebody didn't do it before. There's like one where there's a speed limit for a bicycle in Maine. I believe it's 60 miles an hour. What bicycle is going 60 miles an hour in Maine?
I guess somebody has really good legs. And with that, I hate to end the discussion here, but we actually have to wrap up. Charles will be back on the air next week. And I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Charles is actually getting a tattoo. So, yeah, Charles and I will be discussing that. And if, Logan, if you want to come back and join on the discussion, you're more than welcome to. Thank you. Yep. And with that, we are going to wrap up here, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Maybe. I'll let you. I mean, hopefully I'm back. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully Ryan doesn't fire me.